Hello, and it's Monday, and if that ain't bad enough, here's my ugly mug on on the, by the way, does that make a sound? I didn't know those transitions, the exploding transition actually makes a fucking noise, man. That's really fucking irritating. Gonna have to do something about that. All right, so welcome to today's show, Monday. Today is the 10th of July, and the year is 2022. However, we're going to go back in time. We're going to go back in time to July the 12th of 2021, last year, and back when I owned a Fitbit watch, because you'll see in the video of last year's show, which, by the way, the video quality of last year's show is very, very good. So as I was talking to Adam, I said, yeah, we had some video deterioration when we had those when our computer crashed, our TriCaster crashed over the last year with the weather and this, that, and some other bullshit. And you know, it's going to happen, man. I'm not in the studio. We do not monitor the equipment 24/7. There isn't somebody here all the fucking time that if we have a power failure, getting ready to power the shit down, even if we're on a battery, even if we're on like a battery, it's 15 minutes. I don't know, dude. You know what I got to do is move this motherfucking studio to another location. Okay. So, having done that and having said that, let's take a look and see here. There is our homepage. So, we're going into the archives of 2021. And this will be, there's the Bobby Dooley podcast, by the way. If you guys are subscribers, have you visited the Bobby Dooley podcast? Look at this. Kevin Pollak. We interviewed Joel McHale. We interviewed Patricia Arquette. We interviewed Jane Wells. We interviewed Dr. Drew. We interviewed Chris D'Elia. We had on Craig Bierko. We had on Jimmy Pardo. We had on Henry Rollins. You know, we did it all, and we did it for you, as we like to say. I say we. That was Bobby that had them on. She did the hard work. She did the grunt work. Here is July of 2021. And we're going to, what, the 12th? So I'm watching a really cool flick with Jackie. It's called The Staircase. I believe that's it. And I'm watching, it's a documentary. It was also made into a movie on HBO Max. But this was a doc. And this is a documentary about a guy whose wife is discovered at the bottom of some stairs. They're having drinks. It's a Friday, Saturday night, whatever. They're down by their pool. She decides to go inside. He doesn't see her, doesn't know what's going on. He comes around the corner after however long, and she's at the bottom of the stairs. She's bled out. She's beat to shit. She's dead or dying. And it's a true story. A guy by the name of Michael Ferguson, who was a writer, a local writer, a writer of fiction, but also a writer of a column in the local Durham, North Carolina, which is where this all this shit went down. And they turned it into an HBO Max movie with Colin Firth and Toni Collette as the couple, I guess. I don't know what Toni Collette plays. Maybe she couldn't. I don't think she plays the dead wife, because the dead wife is only in it for obviously a few minutes. But we've been watching this thing, all of the episodes from the actual death of this woman all the way through the arrest of the husband, all the way through the trial. And it's really, I'm a big true crime fan. Love it. I watch all the Forensic Files, as you guys know. I got through the pandemic basically watching two channels, Forensic Files and NHL Network. That's what got me through it all. That's what made me, you know, a happy man. But one of the things about the 911 calls that every husband that's guilty of killing his wife who makes a 911 call, I'm telling you, every single fucking one of these guys, when he's trying to cover up that he just killed his wife and he's making the 911 call, they all sound the same. And by that I mean they get they do that. It's a hyperventilation thing where they, because I think somewhere in their psychopathic brains they think that I should sound like I'm panicking. Hurry, please, please, hurry. They're incoherent. They figure I have to be incoherent and non-responsive. So when the operator's saying, sir, calm down, please, please, is she breathing? What? Yeah, yes, she is. Oh, please, hurry. Okay. Then there's a hang up. Generally, there's a hang up. There's a lot of please, 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 hurry. There's my wife. She's dying. And there's a lot of this very high crack. Every fucking one of these guys that's guilty as a motherfucker, all the 911 calls sound the same. Same thing with this guy Ferguson. Oh, well, she was okay. What? How many steps did she fall down, sir? What? 10, 20? I don't know. You know. Well, how would you sound, Phil? How would I sound if I found someone that I love bleeding? I would be as specific and I would be as calm as I could. I'm not saying I'd be perfectly calm, but I would say, no, she isn't breathing. What? Yes. She is. Is the ambulance coming? Yes, sir, it's coming. Okay, fine. I can't move her. I can't, I'll try to do some CPR. Sometimes they'll teach you how to do the CPR right there on the phone. You try to keep your shit together. You try to keep your fucking shit together, bro. You know, go like this. I don't know. Maybe I'm just tougher than most guys, you know? I doubt it. All right. So today's show comes to us from the 12th of July, 2021. We'll get into that. Let's cue it up. Welcome to our 12th of July. I don't even need to hear that. Do I need to hear? Yes, I do. You know, walking on hot sand or walking on a... Just the right hand. The right hand. All I need to hear is that, and I know it's going to be a good show. You know, can you hear that? I'm going to put the gate on it. I know it's
that hum.
I was going to say it's Phil Hendry for the Phil Hendry Show. That's what I was going to say, but I haven't said it. So, Bud, you take over.
Yeah.
Many years gone by. .com. Good. That's good for you. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Let's see. How does it start? How does the show from last year start? Here we go. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What? I'm kidding, Margaret.
I would hope you'd say you're kidding. Otherwise, oh, man.
Okay, I think we got it. I think we're going to get it. I think we're going to do it.